This afternoon, you're listening to the Todd the Borowitz Show, Real Estate Radio and Sound Broadcast Network, AM 1260 The Answer. I'm your host, Todd the Borowitz, and this segment is brought to you by Snow Goose Homes, our preferred partner for buying your house for cash and having the money in your account in as little as 5 business days. Well, in the studio with us now is the one and only Jeff Merkin. He's the founding partner and CEO of Solar Energy World, and their motto is, because tomorrow matters. And they specialize in solar panels, and that's such a hot topic nowadays because with today's world of being green and today's technology being the way that it is, it's a fast-growing industry.
I would agree.
And tell me the background of how you got into this.
Sure, thanks. So I used to own a company that specialized in roofing, siding, and windows, and I was in the industry for almost 18 years and kind of grew tired of it, and I wasn't very passionate about it. At the same time, I was looking for solar in my house and noticed that the folks that came out to meet with me weren't very service-oriented, and I was very unimpressed with the way they brought themselves to market. So as I was transitioning and selling my business, I actually became more aware of solar and thought, hey, this might be a market I look into. And the more I looked into it, the more appealing it became.
Now, when we talk about solar, we're talking about having something installed on your home or on your property. And the solar heats up the hot water, so you don't have to pay for the energy in a hot water heater?
Yes, that's one aspect of solar, which is called solar thermal. We actually specialize more in solar PV, which is creating electricity.
Wow. So that's a whole different thing.
I mean,
do you need like a gazillion solar panels to create a replacement? I mean, how does this thing work?
Well, it's
how much land do you have to have? Is it like 2 acres or more?
Well, it really depends on your consumption. So a lot of people ask us, how many panels do I need? And quite frankly, people's energy consumption varies greatly. So at the end of the day, what we do is we look at their electric bill and we figure out what's their southernmost face on their roof or on the ground. And how much of that space do they have to offset? So sometimes that might be 25% of their electric, sometimes that might be 60%, and sometimes it's 100%. But at the end of the day, if you can look at what solar is going to cost you over a long period of time versus paying the utility, if solar can beat utility, then it makes sense.
Of course, because the number one complaint that I hear from parents is the children will leave the lights on in the basement and they find out like 3 to 5 days later that the light was on the whole time.
Yeah. I mean, so people have different usages. Sometimes people play with the temperature gauge a little more aggressively than others. So there's a wide range of consumption in most homes.
Now, let's talk about the cosmetic look of it. Is there a spot where like I can like run a line or something and have like a field or like a piece of wood somewhere, like if I have like woods near me, or does it have to be on my roof, or does it have to be like...
Well, it's a good question. So woods is not a good thing because solar relies on sunshine. So you want to have maximum exposure to the sun. And
you can't have a patch you cut out?
You could. I mean, we've done...
Or put it in a tree, make a tree house with the solar panels in there?
Tree house would be a problem. If you have a 1 acre, 2 acre lot and you have space, we've done plenty of systems on the ground and we can orientate it perfectly south. So it's getting the most exposure and production. And then at the end of the day, a lot of people don't have that space. So we have to take their southernmost face of the roof, figure out how many panels can fit, and then we'll determine how much can offset of their electric bill.
Wow, that's fascinating. Well, let's get into some questions that I know that our listeners are curious about. So solar panels, is it going to work on a cloudy day or does it just work on warm and sunny days?
Yes, you can get some production through what's called diffused sunlight. But at the end of the day, solar is not just a witch hunt. There's actually a scientific purpose of actually figuring out productivity. We use several sites. One is actually from the National Renewable Energy Lab, which is called the NREL, and they actually have about 100 years worth of historical weather data. So we actually plug in the direction of the roof, the tilt. We plug in, where the people live, and it gives us 100 years of historical weather data. So when it takes into consideration what it's going to produce, it's taking consideration rainy days, cloudy days, snowy days. So most of our systems, after we plug in those projections, are actually overproducing about 5 to 6%. So we kind of take a conservative approach to make sure that our customers are hitting their numbers or exceeding, because it's a it's a sensitive topic.
Now, let's say someone has 100% juice and they're not relying on the electric company. If the lights go out, or let's say the system stops working for any reason, does their electricity kick in, or?
So that's a great question. When I don't know if you remember the derecho that we had 2 years ago.
Mm-mm.
Huge windstorms, like
80, oh, yeah, yeah, 80, yeah.
It was insane. It came out of nowhere. a lot of people are down for 5-7 days, and we got a ton of calls to that because they wanted to get solar, and they didn't want to get solar to offset their electric bill, so to speak. They wanted to have something to back up as a, like almost like a generator. Now, there are systems out there where you can actually produce solar and you can store it in batteries. The problem is the reason why a lot of people are doing solar today is economics. The economics make sense. With all the platforms out there, you can actually beat utilities several different ways. But when you add the battery component, then you've got a much higher cost, and the batteries require a lot of maintenance, and you have to replace them about every 5 years. So the economics do not work currently with batteries. So our systems that we do, 99% of them are grid connected. So when the grid goes down, the solar is going down as well.
Wow. And what about the comparison to a generator versus having like some solar panels to kind of keep some of the lights on during a power outage?
You know, we don't do generators, but it economically it makes sense. If somebody has a, you know, I live in a neighborhood where my power never goes out. Now I just jinx myself because I'm sure it's going to be out a week. But some folks lose power a lot. And for those people, they ask us all the time, solar's great. We want to offset our electric bill. It makes sense. But what about when the power goes down? So we have a few preferred partners that we actually refer them to do a generator. Okay. And with the cost of natural gas, running a generator is fairly inexpensive.
Got it. Well, by the way, if you're just tuning in with me, I have Jeff Merkin. He's founding partner and also CEO of Solar Energy World, and we're talking about solar panels. I'm your host, Todd LeBorowit, and you're listening to Salem Broadcast Network, AM 1260, The Answer. Now, Jeff, let's go into affordability, because there's a big picture here. Buying solar panels is expensive. But there's tax breaks for state, there's tax breaks for federal, there's monthly payments, and at the end of the day, it pays for itself.
That's correct.
We know that. Mm-hmm. Give me a draw out picture for our listeners of how it actually works.
Okay. So basically, in a nutshell, everyone's situation is fairly unique. But again, we take a look at somebody's electric bill. My analyst will actually come into a home and actually do a whole study on what they're using, what their cost per kilowatt is, and then we'll figure out how much they can offset based on the available roof space that they have. So, you know, when we first started 5-6 years ago, people had to come up with, you know, $50,000, and it was, you know, it was expensive. Like you said, the mindset was, do I want to spend $50,000 or do I want to invest $50,000? Now, there's still, back then, there was a 30% federal tax credit. There was a grant for Maryland, which was all the way up to $10,000. There were several counties that had property tax credits. So, again, you got a lot of money back up to 45% of the cost. But a lot of people didn't have that kind of outlay. And when you looked at the cash flow over 25 years, the payback was substantial. And as you said, it's still a hefty investment. So what's happened now is people are starting to understand the economics. It's a safe system. So a lot of banking now is getting involved in the financing aspect of it. So now we have programs where somebody could put as little as no money down and be cash flow neutral or even cash flow positive on a monthly basis immediately.
But the thing is instead of paying it to the utility company, you're kind of paying it towards the value of your home.
Well, I mean, give you a prime example. Let's just say your electric bill is $200 a month and you buy the system for no money down and your payment is, you know, $170 a month. Now, all of a sudden, you're $30 a month cash flow positive. Now, depending on when you want to pay that loan off, if you take a loan over 10, 15 years, all of a sudden you have no payment anymore. And as the payments stay the same and your electric rate goes up, your savings intensifies. And then once you have the system paid for, you're generating free electricity. The panels are warrantied with most manufacturers to produce power up to 25 years. Although, you know, we're talking about a 40, 50 year lifespan easily.
And what about the type of house? Like what happens if there's like a homeowners association? Are they like, no? Can you do condominiums? Mm-hmm. Can you do new construction condominiums, like drop the wire and put the panel up there and it's for certain units?
So the condominiums is a tricky subject. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to get into it, but we're unable to do condominiums now because of metering issues. But single family homes, townhouses all day long.
Now, what about homeowner associations?
That's a great question. So a lot of folks, including many homeowners associations, do not realize that there's a state solar access law in Maryland where an HOA cannot prevent you from putting panels on the house.
I'm sure they still send out the warning letters, though.
They do. My first experience with a rigid HOA was my own.
Oh, wow.
My HOA said, great, no problem, glad you want to put panels on, but you can't put them on the front of your house. Now, the best place to put solar panels is on a south-facing roof. That's going to get you the most sun exposure. And so the back of my house is north, and the garage is east-west. So So they give me an option. You can put them on the back or the garage.
And but it's not going to work.
Well, it would work, but it would greatly reduce the production of my panels, which would end up costing me money.
Wow. So do you have them on your roof?
I do. So after a lot of education, probably 3 months of back and forth, they finally understood how the law worked and allowed me to put the panels on the house.
Wow. So that's some huge information. So what I'd like to offer you, our listeners, is an opportunity to get in touch with Jeff and get a free solar analysis. Just call or text me at 301-467-8444. That number again is 301-467-8444. And we'll get you in touch with them and you can get that free solar analysis. Now, Jeff, quick question. So you said about like for HOA, if someone has to have it on the not south side, is there a way that the solar panel can like automatically like go up and then kind of collect the 4 hours of sun it needs and then go back down?
So on a roof, you can't do that because of the wind load issues, but you can do that on the ground.
Think of that. Okay, got it. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for being here from Solar Energy World. Now I understand the slogan, because tomorrow matters. This is a great concept. Well, I wish you the best of luck. Coming up next, we got Howard Keller. He's an enrolled agent, and he's with Kohler Financial Solutions, and we're going to get into the tax information about all this green stuff coming up next.